Thank you all for coming. I've called you here today for one reason and one reason only, to talk about the 2024 Men's NC2A Division I Swimming and Diving Championships, and more specifically, to go event by event and say which NC2A records I think are going to fall at this meet that's starting tomorrow. I'm going event by event for these 2024 Men's NC2A Championships and saying which U.S. Open records I think will fall. That means the fastest yards time ever swum. If you need a refresher, an NCAA record means the fastest time ever swum in an NCAA competition. An American record means the fastest time ever swum by an American. And a U.S. Open record means the fastest time ever swum on U.S. soil. Now, since the U.S. is the only country that uses yards swimming, that basically means the fastest time ever in yards. It's like a yards world record. And I'm not trying to be inflammatory by saying that. I'm just saying U.S. Open record means fastest of all time. A lot of times the NCAA record will correlate with the U.S. Open record because so many fastest times ever in yards are swum at the NC2A championships. And sometimes they're done by Americans, so they all line up. Sometimes they're not done by Americans, so they're all different. With that little refresher, let's predict how many fastest times of all time we are going to see this weekend in Indianapolis. Event number one, 200 medley relay. Well, as we can see, ASU already broke the NC2A and US Open record in this event at the Pac-12 championships. That is actually a trend we're going to see in these events because ASU has just been on fire this season. And I don't think that's going to stop at NC2A's as they are title hunting for their first team title in program history. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes. We are going to see them go just a smidgen faster on day one, night one, event one. 800 free relay. This one's a little trickier because Texas went really freaking fast to set the American meet NC2A and US Open record last year at 603.42. Okay, so Leon's fastest ever split, which she did last year, was 128.4. Here's my math. At Pac-12s, Leon led off in 130.4. Then we saw 131.9, 132.0, 131.7. If someone else leads off, let's say they go 131.5. If they all go a little bit faster, say 131.5, 131.5, 131.2, and Leon's 129.0, which I think it's not even his fastest split, so very much in the realm of possibility, that's 603.2. So I'm going to be optimistic and say yes. I'm not just going to say I think every NC2A record is going to get broken. But again, it's night one. I think ASU will be coming off the momentum of winning an NC2A relay, which I don't think they've ever done in program history. They definitely didn't win last year, and last year was the best their men's program has ever been. So they're going to be riding high, I think. Again, they're going to be locked in. I'm going to say all of their guys can go a little wee bit faster in the 200 freestyle, and I think they set their second record and go nuts on night one. I'm going to say I don't really think any other program has quite the firepower that they do in either of these relays to get a U.S. Open record or NC2A record, but there will be other programs in other relays. Moving on to day two, starting with the 500 freestyle, we are going to see a lot of ASU and potential records broken in this meet, partly because they have just swum so fast this season that they are the top seed in almost everything. It's kind of nuts. But once again, Leon already broke the NC2A and US Open record in the 500 freestyle at Pac-12s going 406.18. Everyone thinks he's going to be faster. I'm not going to go against the grain on this one. I think he'll go at least a 405, at least a 406.0, at least a 406.17. I think he'll go minimum 1/100th faster to reset all of the records except the American one because he's French. So that's a big yes for me. 200 IM, big no. Once again, top two seeds, ASU, Hubert Koch, Owen McDonald. Hubert Koch has had an excellent year, and I do think he's going to break at least one individual NC2A record this weekend. I don't think it's going to be the 200 IM because Leon just went nuts last year. And I don't think Hubert Koch is going to. He's already gone a lifetime best this season at 138.7, just really fast. I don't think it's going to drop almost 2.5 seconds. 50 freestyle. This is where it gets hard. Jordan Crooks has already been 17.99 this season. He's a little over 3/10 off Caleb Dressel's legendary record. Caleb Dressel himself said anytime Jordan Crooks hops in the pool, it is record watch time. I don't think we're there yet. I think Jordan is getting there. He's still only a junior. He's got one more year of eligibility at Tennessee in the NC2A after this. And I think Jordan's been on a huge improvement curve. I think he's going to drop time. I think he's going to go a best time. I think he's got a 17.8, 17.7 in him. But 17.63, not quite at this meet. Not yet. And then the last individual swimming event, the last swimming event of day two, the 200 free relay. Florida set the all-time mark in this event last year, and they are the top seed this year. They only lost one piece of that relay in Eric Freese, and I think they've been able to replace him just fine. So I'm going to say they've got a chance. If I had to put money on this, I would say no. I think they'll come up just short because last year they were so freaking sharp on that relay. They really nailed it perfectly. I think Florida will win, but I think they're going to come up just short of their record. But it's entirely possible that they break their record and go even faster this year. I'm going to take a stance because I don't want to leave you with a will they, won't they. I don't think they're breaking it this year. Moving on to day three. 400 IM. Leon Marchand set this record last year. He's the top seed again. Once again, ASU top two seeds. Man, they are deep. They've also got the 9th and 10th seeds, just because why not? Will Leon break his 328.82? That swim sucked the oxygen out of the room last year. It made everyone just gasp and not know what to think. And honestly, his competitors, I think it kind of stole their soul. I think it's entirely possible this record gets broken because Leon just has to go best time, right? I don't think he's going to do it. He's got his eyes on Paris. It's not that I don't think he's going to fully taper for this NC2As, but honestly, he doesn't need to. And he doesn't need to go a best time to win the 400 IM. He could add 3 seconds and probably still win very soundly. So I think he might get close, might break 330, which is insane to say that casually. But my prediction, again, if I'm putting money on it, I think he'll come up just short of his record. 100 fly. This is another hard one because Caleb Dressel set this mark at 42.80. It's so fast. But last year, we saw Yusuf Ramadan go 43.1 to win the title. This year, Yusuf Ramadan is second seed. Josh Liendo has already been 43.8, and we've got a stable of other guys who feel like they could put up really big swims. Can they put up a 42.8? I don't think so. I don't think it's crazy to say this NC2A record will stick around another year. I am going to predict Josh or Yusuf going 42 and breaking that 43 barrier. People are going to inch closer to Dressel's records, but in this one, I don't think it goes down quite yet. 200 free. So this NC2A record, 129.15 from Dean Ferris, was from the 800 free relay leadoff. And it makes a lot of sense that it would get broken in that relay leadoff once again versus the actual individual event because it's on day one, not day three, as opposed to the individual event that's on day three. So do I think anyone's breaking it in the individual 200 freestyle? No. Do I think someone has the potential to break it on the relay leadoff? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. This is my hot take of these picks. I think Chris Giuliano of Notre Dame, who will be swimming in heat 2 of 3 in the 800 free relay, if he leads off Notre Dame's 800 free relay, if they're taking that seriously, they're like, Chris, go do your thing. That dude has been on a heater the last 10 months. He made the world's team. He's gone 47 multiple times in long course. He was 40.6 in the 100 free at ACC's. He was 131 in the 200 free, which is his seed. He's just on a huge improvement curve. And I think on day one, first swim of the meet, I think he's got it in him. I think it's possible. If I had to put money on it, no. But I do think that if anyone's doing it, it's Mr. Giuliano. Men's 100 breast, I think this is a pretty cut and dry one. I don't think anyone's touching E-Infinity's 49.6. I think it's possible someone goes 49, although I don't think it's very likely. A lot of 50 points in this field, a lot of potential 50 points in this field, but honestly, I don't see anyone breaking 50, let alone going 49.6 and breaking Ian's record. 100 back. This is tough. Once again, ASU has the top seed. Hubert Koch has been 43.7 already. The record is 43.3. That was from the 400 medley relay leadoff, Mr. Luca Orlando from 2 years ago. Hubie already broke the 200 back NC2A record held by Ryan Murphy, which I thought would last a little longer. It lasted 8 years, which is pretty dang good, but it's kind of crazy that people are already going that fast. Do I think Hubie's going to drop another 0.4 to break Luca's record? This is one of the hardest ones for me. I really could go either way. I think it's possible. I think there are a lot of other very talented backstrokers in the field. Casper Stokowski, Brendan Burns, the defending champion, who's actually seated seventh. Destin Lasko, obviously. Johnny Marshall, a freshman, has already been 44.1. I'm not going to put my money on a freshman, but that dude's been really fast already this season. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to bet against Hubert Koch at this point. He's coming off a world title, long course. He's coming off multiple Pac-12 titles, short course. I think he gets close. I'm going to say no on this one. But again, this to me is like the most 50-50 record of the bunch. Like, I could really see it going either way because Hubie has just had a great year, and I think he could continue to drop time. Last event of day three, 400 medley relay. Record was set once again by Florida last year, 358.3. Arizona State just missed it at 358.4 at Pac-12s. I think this record gets broken pretty cut and dry. ASU and Florida are the top two seeds, and I think between one of them, that record will once again get lowered. It's crazy how fast this event has gotten, but Florida knows how to do relays. Once again, ASU is going for that team title, and they've been on a heater all year, so I think one of them does it. Men's 1650 freestyle? No, absolutely not. Bobby Fink's 14:12.08 is just a stupid, stupid swim. And Zalan Sarkani has had a fantastic season, but I don't think he's dropping 11 seconds from wherever he went his 14:23. I think he wins. I think he could drop time. Maybe he gets into the 14 teens even, but I don't think so. 200 back, pretty simple. Hubert Koch already broke the record by 4/100ths at Pac-12s. I think he's going to go faster at this meet. There you go. Destin Lasko has the potential to also be close, but I think Hubie is pretty dominant at this point in this event. 100 freestyle. Once again, we are dealt with Caleb Dressel's records, and I'm going to say it. I think this one gets broken. Josh Liendo, Caleb Dressel's training partner, goes 39.8 on the final day. He was 40.2 last year as a freshman, and he has gotten better this year. Dressel was swimming prelims and finals at the 2018 NC2As when he went 39.9, and Josh only has to swim finals for relays. So I think that means that Dressel's 17.6 was like pretty much full power. I think his 100 fly was not so much full power, and we know that Dressel was very tired by the end of the meet because he had just so many swims under his belt when he went 39.9. Josh will have significantly less swims under his belt, two or three less swims under his belt due to not swimming prelims relays. So I think he does it. I think 39.8 for Mr. Liendo. 200 breast, once again, an ASU guy who has the record. Leon was 146.9 last year. He's already been 148.6 this year. I think he just nabs this record. I think he's probably been working on his breaststroke a little more, considering he might be swimming the 200 breast long course this summer heading into Paris. So I think his breaststroke's going to be on. I think he goes a tenth or two faster. 146, 75. 200 fly, Jack Conger's legendary 137.35. No one has really gotten close to it since he set that record. Ilya Karun's already been 137.9 this season, and he has had a sensational freshman season. But this is his first NC2As. He wasn't faster at Pac-12s. He went that 137 in a dual meet. I think as a freshman, it's that year is just about learning, growing, and kind of getting used to the new college system you're in. All this to say, I don't think Ilya is going to break the record. I don't think anyone else is going to break the record. I'm not saying Ilya won't win. I think he's a huge favorite at this point. And I think he could absolutely break this record moving forward in his college career. But I don't see this record going down at this meet. And the final swimming event, the 400 free relay, this record was set at NC2As by Florida. This is actually wrong. This says the NC2A record is still held by NC State as well as the meet record, and that's just not correct. It's held by Florida because they did this at this meet last year. And they haven't lost any of their relay legs. And seemingly, they've all gotten better. They went 244.07 last year. Arizona State's already been 244.2. I think this is another case of ASU and Florida battling it out. I think one of them dips under 244, which one I don't have to call because that's not what this is about, but I think one of them gets the record. And that is my predictions for which NC2A and US Open records will go down at these men's 2024 NC2A championships. Thanks for coming on this ride with me. I hope you're as excited as I am about this meet. It should be one for the history books, certainly, where I think we'll see probably about half of the events that are swum. We will see the fastest time ever swum in that event in Indianapolis this week. So stay tuned to Swim Swam to catch what will be a very, very exciting meet. Thanks so much for watching this video. I'll see you next time.